Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Russell Blaylock is going to be on with us in the next hour. Doug Stanhope, top comedian, TV host. I've known him for a long time. I don't agree with a lot of his politics. I agree with some of it, but he's an interesting fellow. He's in Austin. We're going to have him in to discuss 9/11, a host of issues. It should be like the last half hour of the last hour. So it'll be good to see Doug. I haven't seen him in person in about 7 years. I don't know, 6 years. Former host of The Man Show. Got a new TV show in England and in Canada. And I think one coming up in the U.S., right? That's coming up, too. But, you know, I can't joke around while he's here or have any fun, though I like to have fun. I like to joke around. I like to go to movies. I like to go to hear music. I like to screw around with my buddies. I don't ever really do that anymore. I can't. I mean, all I do is think about the New World Order. I mean, how could you not? People are like, oh, lighten up, relax, everything's going to be fine. Okay, they carried out 9/11. But lighten up. You know, governments are always bad. I'm doing all right in the New World Order. I got emails like that. I don't care if we kill all the Iraqis. Oh, you think you're safe? Once you let somebody else's rights be violated, once you let somebody else be cornered by wolves and have their guts torn out, you're next, or your kids are next, you fools. The same predatory system will eat you. It'll eat its own people. But that's the blind spot of the psychopaths. They're like bacteria in a petri dish. You put a few bacteria in, a few hundred bacteria, it'll be a few million in a week, and they'll eat the cuter, they'll eat the growth medium, they'll defecate on each other, and all die. That's what psychopaths and their sociopath servants, their workhorses, do. They think it's cute, they think it's funny, they hate everyone, they're always bestial, they're always just into feeding their pleasure centers. I have almost gotten to the point where I don't... It's weird. I don't even desire earthly pleasures like I used to. I'm just completely dedicated to fighting this. But then I'll just see the beauty of a sunset or, you know, clouds and birds and the grass and the smell of nature and my wonderful children and just, you know, the blessing that is life. And it just overwhelms me. I see beauty like I never saw it before. Like now, if I see an incredibly beautiful woman, I don't start lusting and wanting to have sex with them. I just admire God's creation, and I think about their grandparents and their ancestors, and I want to protect the genetic information. I want to protect them. And I understand that is maturity, ladies and gentlemen. That's what men are supposed to be like, not a bunch of arrested development, buck-toothed, you know, 40-year-old teenagers acting stupid, giggling, and gibbering at everything. How many full-grown men and even positions of power have I warned about things, and they'll just laugh and gibber like monkeys or something? And they've done that through archetypal model images where they always show the cool guy that gets the girls as a moron on the sitcom. And then people act like morons and wonder why they don't have the women. Which is a fundamental first level for a male, is to start your own hut, get your mate, start having kids. And that's just one level of programming. They've got it all figured out, and they're just screwing everybody over, and I'm sick of it. I can just see everything they're doing. I know word for word what they're doing just by watching them, and then years later I'll get a white paper they've written, and it's as if I wrote it, but with their evil view that it's good. I mean, it's so frustrating to be completely in their brains. Completely, I can step right into who they are, and I can't stand it. I want away from them. You know, they say that's the greatest military leaders are able to step into the enemy's mind and to know their enemy. And I really know the enemy, and I learn more and more about them all the time, and it's torture. I'm not complaining. I'm just warning people. It just once you really immerse yourself in this and then you know the enemy, it is unspeakable. And then you just want to warn people.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Foods Direct. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a one-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to spend the balance of the second hour now detailing the controlled demolition of the third tower, the 47-story skyscraper that fell after 5 p.m., on 9/11 8.5 years ago. Why am I now going to do that? Because it not only gives evidence of government-sponsored terrorism, it shows how they put out a story that's ridiculous, but because the FBI, the police, the firemen can't believe the government's this evil, the government could say, we're going to blow this up, get everyone back, and tell hundreds of police this on video. And it was all over radio and TV, and then they came out and said, no, we didn't blow up Building 7. And then Larry Silverstein went on PBS 1.5 years after the event and said, yes, we did give the order to pull or demolish Building 7. Then he got caught lying and saying, well, I meant getting firemen out, but firemen had been out for 5 hours. He said, we gave the order to pull it and then watch the building come down. And we have all these police videos, all these interviews, all these newscasts where they said they were going to bring down Building 7. Then they changed the story and said, no, it's fallen on its own, perfectly in its own footprint. And then they did that early. They screwed up in the internal press release that was put out to CNN and BBC, and Building 7 was still standing for another hour after the CNN, 25 minutes after BBC. Then you hear the explosions, you see the blast, the building falls, there's police saying get back, they're getting ready to bring down the building, they're about to blow it up, boom, it blows up and falls. And then they come out and tell the public that, no, we never said we were going to blow it up. That's a conspiracy theory. And then years later, they come back out and say, okay, we were talking about blowing it up that day, as if they could plant explosives in a building when it was on fire. Limited fires. But there's so many facets to this. So what I'm going to do now is go over the article that spurred me to cover this today. Because this is another mainstream admission by media that was there that day that, yes, indeed, Silverstein was calling the insurance company, discussing the controlled demolition of Building 7. And it's just from another source. There are hundreds of sources. I have not just played the CNN and Fox and local news clips of the firemen and police saying, get back. They said they're going to blow it up. They're going to bring it down. And those clips are coming up. It is to know that these reporters and the police and the firemen who weren't part of this would willfully then be told a ridiculous cover story and then play along with it for the last 8 years, saying that no one ever talked about blowing it up or they didn't blow it up. The official 9/11 Commission report and the NIST report is it fell from fire. Not hit by a plane, small fires on 3 to 4 floors. And they say it fell. And they've given 6 different reasons and changed it each time for why it fell. It had the CIA, FBI, IRS, Defense Intelligence, emergency management for the state, the county, and the city in that building. They were running Tripod 2 drill. Not in Building 7 that day. They'd moved to Mobile Command Post the night before, and the deputy director of FEMA, Mr. Kennedy, told ABC News that morning, well, we arrived last night for a terror drill. And then people said, well, what do you mean for a terror drill? And then he said, I was mistaken. And then it came out in congressional testimony. They were running Tripod 2 of the towers being attacked. So they moved out of 7 because they were running a simulated attack on 7. And then Giuliani that day admitted they were running drills. Then he said, oh, I never said that, despite the fact we have CBS, ABC, Fox, radio, TV. I mean, just incredible amounts of interviews. I think, 7 different interviews he did that day, saying, yes, luckily we were out of Building 7 because we were running a drill that day. So again, they lie on every front. That's a whole other issue. But I literally had flashbacks last night of all my research, of all these video clips, of the police officers. We didn't just watch the videos of the cops saying, get back, they're blowing up Building 7. We then went out and found, 9/11 Truth went out and found police officers. I've interviewed 5 of them who were there and heard the countdown or were told, get back, they were going to blow it up. When you're in Manhattan, people walk up when you're holding up 9/11 Truth signs, business men and women, firemen come over and pat you on the back and say, we know the truth, but we're too scared to speak up. You know, we heard them say they were going to blow it up. I mean, I was going to the pizza place at 4:30 in the afternoon. I had been on Genesis all day on other shows, continued coverage, back at the time, 8.5 years ago. And I heard ABC News on the local news affiliate, 590, the station we're on, saying, oh, they're looking at demolishing Building 7 so it doesn't damage other buildings. I mean, you heard it. You saw it. How many videos and audio is there of this? Then it's a clear controlled demolition, and Silverstein comes out and says, we didn't blow it up. But previously said they did blow it up. And then you get a Fox News reporter going, look, I was there. I was with the city officials. I was with the power company and the Port Authority. And yes, Silverstein called the insurance company and wanted to demolish it, but we decided not to. But then it just magically fell, and they magically put an internal press release out that the building had already fallen because they had their coordination off an hour before it falls. I mean, we just absolutely open and shut. This is like catching a serial killer in the act of chopping up a little girl, and you go dig in their backyard and find 20 bodies. And then you find videotapes of them dismembering people. I mean, it's absolutely open and shut. And what does it say about the FBI? What does it say about the Defense Department? What does it say about the NYPD? What does it say about all of these people and how cowardly the average American is that these cops and firemen would know they blew up Building 7 and the majority of them have kept their mouth shut about it, knowing it killed their colleagues in Tower 1 and 2? I mean, how mega evil is this? How much worse can it get? What are we expected to accept next? And so when we wrote this big article for Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the early morning hours, I couldn't sleep after I read this. I've been fully up since 2:30 in the morning. And I saw this, I guess, at about 10 at night. Fox News. Because it literally caused flashbacks and an epiphany of further understanding that this is the system we live under. This is the New World Order control grid that they can steal our pension funds. They can steal $28 trillion the last year and a half. They can lie about WMDs. They can launch new wars. They can lie about the Gulf of Tonkin. They can do whatever they want. Because the public will not face up to evil. They are just ready to buy into any asinine fraud. And again, just covering Building 7, which is the biggest smoking gun, is only one of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points that all prove this thing was a complete inside job. From government documents where they were calling for staging attacks to blame it on foreign enemies, where they did it in many cases declassified, the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, the list goes on. And on and on. There are just countless examples of this, how the entire story is a fraud. But what got me so upset was seeing another big, high-powered reporter just wade into the PSYOP and just take part in this. It's thoroughly disgusting. This is Jeffrey Scott Shapiro. Shame on Jesse Ventura. The former Minnesota governor has discredited himself and dishonored and defamed his country. Our country's run by offshore banks. See, always the terrorist, always the bankers. They always invoke, oh, you're not patriotic. The former Minnesota governor has discredited himself and dishonored and defamed his country by promoting the mistaken view that our government was involved in September 11th attacks. Jesse Ventura should be ashamed of himself and embarrassed. No, we should be proud of his courage. The former Minnesota governor recently lent his political credentials to the discredited 9/11 truther movement by aligning and by alleging that the September 11th attacks were either planned or permitted by the United States government. During a March 10th interview with Barbara Walters on The View, Ventura implied that Bush-Cheney administration used 9/11 as a pretext to start the Iraq war under false pretenses. Well, we know they used it for that. We have the memos of Rumsfeld 5 minutes after saying, go major, go massive, say Iraq did it. I mean, Ventura apparently developed the theory after former Kennedy Johnson advisor Robert McNamara visited him at Harvard and allegedly admitted to him that the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which escalated the Vietnam War, never really happened. That's been declassified for 4 years. Ventura was at Harvard 4.5 years ago when this got declassified, so McNamara admitted it. It isn't Ventura alleges that McNamara admitted this. It was declassified at that time when Ventura was a professor at Harvard, a visiting professor, a visiting scholar. See how they work? See, I mean, just everything's a lie. Oh, Ventura claims the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. No, Ventura doesn't claim that. What next are you going to say? That's a lie? Well, you did, basically. Perhaps what Ventura is missing is there is probably more incontrovertible evidence and more witnesses who have already established what happened on September 11th than most major historical events. Oh, so he says we have the majority of paid-off media that agrees with us. To dispute the conventional historical account is intellectually dishonest and nonsensical. So he's saying Ventura's dishonest. This guy just implied Gulf of Tonkin wasn't staged. We'll be right back.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We don't need any thought control, no dark sarcasm in the classroom.
We don't need no thought control.
So, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro continues, and I'm going to get into all the evidence. The most important info is coming up. He says that you cannot dispute the historical account. It is intellectually dishonest and nonsensical. And then his proof that it's dishonest is to confirm what we saw on television and heard on the radio and what the police were told. We're not saying the police were involved. They were told, oh, we're going to blow it up. We're going to blow up Building 7. And then they deny they ever said this when it's on record. That's coming up. He says, I know this because I was working as a journalist for Garnet News at Ground Zero that day, and I remember very clearly what I saw and heard. And then what he saw and heard confirms what we're saying, but they turn it around. By the way, I've confirmed from the transcript that 2 days ago, Limbaugh basically covered our, and he's covered our PrisonPlanet.com articles before with credit. He didn't give credit, where we pointed out that they've killed the number one and two guys in Al-Qaeda 5 times each and never retracted the last time they supposedly killed them in Iraq. And Limbaugh just said, folks, the media is lying to you. Why are they saying they've killed certain leaders in one case 14 times and then never retract the last time they said they killed them? They do that to just practice the lie, just test the media, just train. It's kind of like Fox News said Monday, Osama bin Laden had a Facebook account. And then the next line said, or someone posing as him. And then they admitted it wasn't him. They knew it wasn't him. They usually say, Osama admits he did 9/11. Look, it was in an email. Oh, look, there's an audio tape that it turns out it's fake. They do voice print. It's not him. They just lie. So here's this guy's evidence that we're making it up that they blew up Building 7. And his evidence is they had a big discussion in front of him about blowing it up. That's like saying, oh, you're discredited. No one saw men at the grassy knoll shooting at Kennedy. There were only 50-plus of them that said it. You got all the witnesses going, yeah, there were men right there. The motorcycle cop, everybody said, yeah, till they were told to shut up. And then, our proof is that we saw. I mean, he's basically saying, I saw the man at the grassy knoll shoot, too. That disproves it. I mean, this is the equivalent. He says, although I arrived at Ground Zero shortly after the Twin Towers fell, I was in the danger zone created by Building 7. Oh, he was in danger. He had, from the moment it collapsed in the afternoon, and the event is one of the key cornerstones of the 9/11 conspiracy theory. Governor Ventura and many 9/11 truthers allege that government explosives caused the afternoon collapse of Building 7. This is false. Oh, he just says so. I know this because I remember watching all 47 stories of Building 7 suddenly and silently crumble before my eyes. We've got all the police tapes, videos. You can hear, and in fact, I want Watson. He only put 2 videos of that up. I want to add, there's a bunch of audio tapes off the police radios and CBS radio and others where people were saying boom, boom. And I've interviewed the witnesses. They were like, boom, 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 boom. But these camera views are about 400 yards back and you hear them. It's amazing. But he says it was silent. Building 7 silently fell. It was silent. He says this is false. I know this because I remember watching all 47 stories of Building 7 suddenly and silently crumble before my eyes. Talk about somebody who's delusional. Shortly before the building collapsed, several NYPD officers and Con Edison, that's the power company, workers told me that Larry Silverstein, the property developer of One World Financial Center, was on the phone with his insurance carrier to see if they could authorize the controlled demolition of the building since its foundation was already unstable and expected to fall. So there's the lie. No modern steel building had fallen from fire. 3 do it that day. Building 7 not hit by an aircraft. So he just weaves disinfo in together here and just calmly slips in Silverstein's on the phone as if they could go into a supposedly terminal building and wire it. And then we have Silverstein separately saying we went in, wired it and blew it up and gave the order and watched it come down. And then he said, well, that's not what I meant by that. But here's another witness saying, oh, I talked to cops and the power company that was based right there and everybody about bringing it down. That's how he discredits us, saying they were talking about blowing it up and clearly did, is admitting it. A controlled demolition would have minimized the damage caused by the building's imminent collapse, which it fell perfectly in its own footprint, a beautiful controlled demolition, and potentially save lives. See, the same Silverstein lie. Why he says he did pull it. Many law enforcement personnel, firefighters, and other journalists were aware of this possible option. Well, yeah, it was on the news, but then you said we never heard that. There was no secret. There was no conspiracy because it was right out in the open. But how do you wire a building? And then why do you now lie and say it wasn't wired? Why does Silverstein do that? We'll come back, finish up with this, then get into our key article, Bombshell Silverstein Wanted to Demolish Building on 9/11. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You look at this PSYOP piece by Fox News, and they say there's no secret. The power company, the police knew that it was being discussed whether we should have a controlled demolition of Building 7. But it fell perfectly in its own footprint, so we didn't need to. Not hit by an aircraft, small fires in it. And for pointing out the obvious, he calls Jesse Ventura a intellectual fraud, a intellectually dishonest person. No, you're intellectually dishonest, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro. And if you're a useful idiot, you're one of the most gullible, self-deluded people that I've ever run into. And so you've got all these top police and firemen and military and FBI there, and they blow up Building 7, and Silverstein comes out and says they pulled it. And then later they say, no, we never pulled it. That's a conspiracy theory. And then now they're saying, how dare you ever question it when they admit it was being discussed whether or not to pull it. I mean, do you understand how fundamental this is? Now, I want to play some video clips, but first I'm going to read here on air Paul Joseph Watson's article that we wrote together. Bombshell, Silverstein wanted to demolish Building 7 on 9/11. And the bombshell is, here's another witness, a senior Fox News contributor and reporter who was there that day working for another media outlet confirming what we all heard and saw on TV. And then don't forget, 1 hour before CNN and BBC, they've now admitted, they wouldn't for 3 years admit, I predicted it correctly because I looked at who feeds them, Reuters, was told Building 7 had fallen in its own footprint from natural causes. This is put out at the time that Silverstein's running around telling the police, we can wire that up in 5 minutes. You know, I mean, they wire buildings sometimes for a month, and a good percentage of the time, the whole building doesn't collapse properly. It's very hard to do. But, they were just going to wire it and, you know, just very quickly while four floors are on fire and no big deal. They were just going to do this. So it had to be pre-wired. It's asinine to say they were looking at a controlled demolition if it wasn't preset. And then you have them putting out the story it fell on its own before it fell. And when we first found the BBC video on a major news archive site and blew the story wide open here, it's covered my film Terror Storm, the second edition. It's chronicled in about 10 minutes of the two-hour-plus film in that section on government-sponsored terror. It's Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. You should get that film at InfoWars.com. Make copies. Give it to everyone you know. Because, see, they can't just kill Ventura. They can't just kill me. They can't claim we committed suicide. We're on record saying we're not because there's too many. The number two person in the Japanese government coming out and national news stories attacking him now. The guy under the president, the head of the Diet, their Congress, their speaker. You've got the former German head of intelligence and the former head of their Ministry of Defense saying inside job. You've got all these physicists and scientists and all these firefighters and police that have gone public. And you can't get us all. You kill one of us, it'll only make our information more prominent. And that's what they can't stand. That's why Larry Silverstein had thugs, and it's covered in Truth Rising, come up to Luke Radowski when they were having their weekly protest outside the new Building 7, and they said, we're going to say your backpack's a bomb, your camera's a gun. We know it isn't, but we're going to put you in prison for terrorism. They call the uniformed cops over, and the cops go, that's right, this camera's a gun. It's all on video. They would frame someone on video and say they're framing you. That's how corrupt his security goons are. And believe me, this mafia would just love to string Luke up, and they do call and death threat his family and his mother and him and other people, just like they do me, and they can't stand it. They want their police state in. That's why the ADL and others are calling for Patriots' arrest and law enforcement action against us yesterday, because they can't stand it. They need to have it out in the open, just like they tried to sell torture as a good thing. They need to get you to accept it so it can be made legal and lawful. All right, let me just read the article here. We're running out of time. Bombshell. Silverstein wanted to demolish Building 7 on 9/11. Fox News hit piece against 9/11 truth, and Jesse Ventura inadvertently reveals a shocking truth for the umpteenth time, but here it is again. And it just brings back how ridiculous it is that this is out in the open. WTC leaseholder was on the phone with his insurance carrier to see if they would authorize the controlled demolition of the building. Then they got the story ready to the media that it fell on its own. Preface from Alex Jones. To truly grasp the magnitude of the story, you really have to read the entire article. Immediately after the Pullet controversy, debunkers claimed there was no plan to conduct a controlled demolition of the building, and that's all over the news. See, they've always denied, knowing it was on record they were talking about it, they lied about that. Now the fact that officials were considering blowing up the building is established. Silverstein's consistent denial that this took place is a huge smoking gun. How did Silverstein expect to demolish the building safely when such a process takes weeks or even months to properly set up, even without the additional chaos surrounding WTC 7 on 9/11? How could explosives have been correctly placed on such a short notice inside a burning building that had already been evacuated 5 hours before, unless the explosives were already in place? This new revelation is astounding, and it needs to be investigated immediately. And we can talk about how should this be investigated. As Fox News hit piece against Jesse Ventura and the 9/11 Truth Movement, written by former Washington, D.C. professor Jeffrey Scott Shapiro, inadvertently reveals the shocking truth that World Trade Center leaseholder Larry Silverstein, who collected nearly $500 million, $6 billion total, but $500 million on Building 7, in insurance as a result of the collapse of Building 7, a 47-story structure that was not hit by a plane but collapsed within 7 seconds at freefall speed on September 11th, was on the phone to his insurance carrier attempting to convince them that the building should be brought down via controlled demolition. And for 6 years of the 8.5, NIST denied it fell at free fall. But now with the recordings and the peer-reviewed studies, they said, okay, it did fall at free fall. Not pancaking. It would all the math shows it would slow down, and it fell perfectly. The central column is blown, it falls in. Writing for Fox News, Jeffrey Scott Shapiro states, I was working as a journalist for Gannett News at Ground Zero that day, and I remember very clearly what we heard. And he goes on to talk about NYPD officers, Con Edison workers. We're talking about Silverstein wanting to blow it up. In February of 2002, Silverstein Properties won $861 million from industrial risk insurers to rebuild on the site of WTC 7. Silverstein Properties' estimated investment in the WTC was $386 million. The building collapse alone resulted in a payout of $500 million on that one building, based on the contention that it was an unforeseen accident. And then we have the report saying a controlled demolition would have minimized the damage caused by the building's imminent collapse, is what Shapiro said, and potentially save lives. Many law enforcement and firefighters and other journalists were aware of the possible option. This was no secret. Yet now they're not denying it was all over the news. I mean, they denied what was on the news for years. This was no conspiracy, writes Shapiro. Well, because the cops weren't involved. They had to give them a story. Oh, we're going to wire that up, kind of like you make a hamburger. It takes 5 minutes, or a ham sandwich. However, obviously aware of how it would impact his insurance claims, Silverstein has consistently denied that there was ever a plan to intentionally demolish Building 7. And the insurance companies don't, they're owned by the big banks that are involved in all this. They go along. They get big bailouts. In June of 2005, Silverstein told New York Post journalist Sam Smith that his famous Pullet comment, which has been cited as proof of Silverstein's plan to take down the building with explosives, meant something else. In January 2006, Silverstein spokesman Dara McQuillan told the U.S. Senate Department that the Pullet comment meant to withdraw firefighters from the building, despite the fact that there were no firefighters inside Building 7, as we shall cover later. There was no mention whatsoever of any plan to demolish the building before it fell. Shapiro's fox paw was unwittingly let the cat out of the bag on the fact that Silverstein was aggressively pushing for the building to be intentionally demolished, a claim that he has always vociferously denied, presumably to safeguard against putting in doubt the massive insurance payout he received on the basis of the collapse was accidental. And, of course, then every engineer or demolition expert would say, how did you wire a burning building in a few minutes and do it so perfectly? For over 5 years since the infamous PBS documentary was aired, in which Silverstein states that the decision was made to pull the building, a construction term for controlled demolition, debunkers have attempted to perform all kinds of mental gymnastics in fudging the meaning behind the WTC leaseholder comments. I remember getting a call from the fire department commander. This is a quote. We're going to play it in a moment, the video. Telling me that they were not sure that they were going to be able to contain the fire. And I said, we've had such a terrible loss of lives, maybe the smartest thing to do is just pull it. And we made that decision to pull it, and we watched the building collapse. That's plain English. We made the decision to pull it and watched it collapse. Debunkers attempted to claim that Silverstein meant to pull the firefighters from the building due to the danger of the structure was in, and the explanation was also later claimed by Silverstein's spokesman. However, both FEMA report and the New York Times, even Popular Mechanics reported, that there were no firefighters' actions taken inside Building 7. Let's go ahead and play Silverstein now. Let's go ahead and play the audio and video of the text I just read to you. Here it is.
World Trade Center 7 had always been considered the starting point for rebuilding. Located north of the slurry wall, 7 had been cleared faster than the rest of the site, and there had been no bodies to recover. Pelted by debris when the North Tower collapsed.
Not true.
7 burned until late afternoon, allowing occupants to evacuate to safety.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Now, what does pull it mean? In the encyclopedia, in demolition dictionaries, it means to pull it with explosives or cables, but to bring a building down in a controlled fashion. Now, on that same PBS documentary, they then cut to a month later, demolishing Building 6 and using the exact same term, pull it, in the same documentary, as if it isn't clear enough what that means. The makers of the film sure knew, because this is the next clip in the film. Here it is.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish building 6. We were worried about the building 6 coming down and then damaging the slurry wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
There's a certain excitement in the air about bringing the last structure down at the World Trade Center.
Okay. So over and over again, they're talking about controlled demolition using the term pull it. But they said, you didn't hear that on the news. That's been in newspapers. I'm a liar. And I go, but here's the CNN clip. Here's the Fox clip. Here's the local CBS clip. Here's the local Democracy Now! Clip, when she just had a local show. You know, we went and interviewed the police and said, well, what did you hear? There was a countdown. They said they were going to blow it up. They said, get back. And they said, you crazy conspiracy theorist, that's not what those cops meant. And firefighters on tape from the other towers going, there was molten metal. Jet fuel couldn't do that. It was like a foundry. It was like lava. Something's going on. You know, jet fuel doesn't do this. Those fires were almost out. We have the firefighter tapes they didn't release for 2 years where they're going. The fires are almost out. People are in buildings waving. Suddenly, those columns shatter. The buildings are turned into ash, into powder, blown from top down. Building 7 blown from the bottom. The classical controlled demolition. Now, let's go ahead and play clip 3. This is one of many from CNN and other channels where the police are saying, get back, get back. They're going to bring it down. They're going to blow it up. Here's that clip. CNN. You know what? Start it over. Back it up. Back it up. You hear those explosions? And then it goes down. Okay, then this was re-aired on CNN. Play it again. Listen to this. And then the cops are talking. Listen.
Just in the last few seconds, another building.
So Fox News says the building silently fell. But we have clip after clip. In fact, I want Watson, who's listening now. There's even better clips off the radio and TV. And there's, let's add to the video, the clip of head of Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman, with the cops saying, get back, and she starts running, and you hear the blast. Let's add all that to it. We have time later in the last hour. I'll play that. Let's go to another clip. Now, here's Dan Rather talking about how it looks like a controlled demolition. Here's Dan Rather.
Now, here we're going to show you a videotape of the collapse itself.
Describe that.
Now we go to videotape the collapse of this building.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before, when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
Now, last Friday, Willie Nelson was on with Larry King, and he said, well, I question 9/11 because Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane and fell. And King goes, no, they were all hit by planes. Just end of story. No, no, it was hit by a plane. No, it wasn't. They admit it wasn't. Now, let's play another clip here. This is BBC reporting Building 7 collapse 20-plus minutes before it fell. And then for 2 weeks, BBC denied this was real video and said that we were faking it. Then years later, they said, no, Reuters gave it to us. It's true. And for that two-year period, they said they lost their archive tapes and that we were liars. And then, oh, wait, it is Jane Graham. It is our reporter. And, oh, it was on another BBC channel, and it was on CNN. So they put the story out, it had fallen, of natural causes, on its own, in its own footprint, and right behind her, through the window, is Building 7. Here it is.
News.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result.
All right, stay there. Part of the Marriott. Back it up about 10 seconds. When we come back after this quick break, I'm going to finish the clip. And then we have Aaron Brown, 40 minutes before this, saying it had fallen, reading a script. And he looks behind him because he's from New York. And it's going, it's right there. See, all scripted. We'll be right back.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
But the bigger issue here is we've been telling the truth from the beginning that it was all over the news. They were going to blow up 7. Then they demolished it and then said, we never said that. And then Silverstein came out and said, no, we did have a controlled demolition. Then he said, oh, I didn't mean that. And now the media just shift gears again and said, okay, we were talking about blowing it up. It would have been easy to wire it up, but we didn't. It magically fell on its own. When every independent demolition expert that looks at it on record says, my God, that's a beautiful controlled demolition. Only, you know, top experts could do that. Only a handful of companies. They tried to blow up the Intel building here in Austin that they built the skeleton of, but then Intel pulled out of Austin. When they blew it up a few years ago, it failed. A top firm, it failed. What was that building, 15 stories? They couldn't even blow it up? Continuing, let's go back to BBC reporting Building 7 has fallen the exact way it did fall, with the whole script, before it fell. And then, when We Are Change England confronted the BBC reporter that's talking to Jane Stanley, I said Jane Graham because we had her on earlier in the week, he said, I don't remember that. I was taking my son to football that day. I wasn't at work on 9/11. And they said, excuse me? And then he got real slick and went, oh, okay, I was there. Clear operative. I mean, most of these guys at big national level are intelligence ops. And he suddenly looks at the crowd and goes, it is quite curious, isn't it? You little people. He didn't add that last part. It is quite curious. Actually, I was reporting that day, all day. Now I remember. Thank you for reminding me. I mean, you know, it is so sick, because all that matters is his house, his family, his money. And it's a bunch of political prostitutes. Let's finish the clip.
What more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers.
BBC, the reason I knew it was a transcript is BBC 24, this is BBC World, almost had the exact same words, and so did CNN. See, they were all given a script, and it was confirmed, Reuters, internal news feed, right to the Pentagon, to them. See, I'm not a genius, folks, but I work in the media. And I knew it was the same script, same time. This was scripted. They were given disinfo. They screwed up. They said, get the press release ready. We're getting ready to blow this thing. Tell them it fell on its own. We're going with a new plan. We're not saying we're blowing it. That's too suspicious. You know, no one can wire a building, you know, in a few minutes. They'll catch us. We're just going to say it fell on its own. We're going with that. We're going with that. And then they got the release out. What, you don't? It's so incredible. I can just go into their minds. Let's finish the clip.
Down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke.
And there's
ash.
Seven.
We know that behind that, there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline.
And there's the building.
Of the financial prosperity.
Hit pause. And the disinfo ops came out and said, we lied, that wasn't real video, and said that Seven had fallen in the video. But now, because we've proven it to the public, they're going, okay, we were talking about blowing it up. Nothing to see here. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Move along. Little Jedi mind trick on the public. Okay? So we have another reporter from Fox News saying, yeah, we were there. They were talking about blowing it up. What's the big deal? But we didn't blow it up. And Silverstein never said they were going to blow it up. I mean, think about this. We'll be right back. Stay with us with more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.